APAC rule changes, general meeting August the 6th, 2025. Hi, I'm your secretary, James Nixon, and I'm going to tell you pretty much everything you need to know about the rule changes meeting for the 6th of August, to save you having to read all the stuff on the website about the new changes. I'm just going to read it out to you. At our general meeting on August the 6th, 2025, we'll be holding a special resolution to adopt new rules of the club. There will be four changes to existing rules. The purpose of the club will be updated to fit into our modern activities. We will introduce honorary life members as a category specifically to include the wives and partners of life members who have passed away, specifying that the income and property of the club is to be applied solely towards the promotion of the purposes of the club, and setting out what happens if the club ever gets wound up, that the assets will not be distributed to members, but to another organisation undergoing similar activities as ours, and explaining the decision process for that. If it is not undertaken by members, it'll be undertaken by the Supreme Court of Victoria. The resolution was passed at the last committee meeting on the 1st of July, and the members were officially advised at the July general meeting on the 2nd of July. Members will be emailed with the resolution and the rule changes for their perusal on the 16th of July. We have to give you 21 days clear notice before the voting. We urge members to come to the August general meeting. Voting will only take a few minutes, but it's important. It'll help our tax status in years ahead, and there's a detailed memorandum which explains the changes. In 1909, the Founding Fathers would have had no idea that 115 years later, we would be building shellfish reefs. It's only fitting that we update our purpose. Here is a thumbnail list of what we'd like to propose. We'd like to propose that the purpose of the club is to provide a vibrant and supportive community for its members through the following commitments: supporting and promoting recreational fishing, focusing on sustainable practices and fish habitat restoration, providing a welcoming and social environment for members and their guests, storage and maintenance and restoration of small craft and fishing kayaks, providing a space for private functions, assisting local volunteer groups, other fishing clubs and the community, fostering a sense of community amongst members, preserving the club's rich history dating back to 1909, contributing to the broader community, acquiring and holding any property or easement rights or privileges which the club thinks should be used in connection with the club, maintaining and altering any buildings or works as necessary, raising money by entrance fee subscriptions or other payments payable by members, and to grant any rights and privileges to subscribers, investing or dealing with the monies of the club, making donations as necessary, and to do other such lawful things that are conducive to the attainment of the above objects. This is a legal explanatory memorandum for proposed new rules written by our lawyers. At the general meeting of the club to be held on Wednesday the 6th of August at 7 p.m, members will be asked to consider a special resolution to adopt new rules to replace the existing rules of the club. This explanatory memorandum is to assist members to understand the proposed new rules and why it's appropriate to adopt them. Members who wish to review the proposed new rules can inspect them on request via email to the secretary at apiac.org.au. The club's lawyers have advised that the club should adopt the new rules to replace the existing rules in order to comply with the taxation reporting requirements for not-for-profit organisations to be eligible to complete a not-for-profit self-review, exempting the club from the requirement to lodge income tax returns. A summary of the changes in the proposed new rules is set out below. The new provisions reflect the requirements of various pieces of legislation and industry best practice which impact on the club. Purpose. A. Rule 2.1 has been amended to update the objects for which the club was established. These objects recognise the club's core values and purpose and have been updated to include our current activities, including shellfish reef restoration, history, boat hire, etc. B. The common law states that the objects of a company are to be read broadly and not strictly so as to limit the activities the company can engage in. In this regard, the final object is to do all such other lawful things that are incidental or conducive to the attainment of the above objects or any of them. Categories of members. Rule 5.1K introduces honorary life members. Rule 5.7 8. Upon the death of a life member, the surviving spouse or partner may be offered honorary life membership at the invitation and the discretion of the committee. We figure that the life members give so much to the club, their other halves having been closely involved in everything we do at the club, it's only fair to keep the relationship going after the life member dies. Rule 5.13, honorary life member. A. Honorary life members shall be eligible to exercise all the rights and privileges of a full member of the club. B. An honorary life member shall be relieved of the requirement to pay the annual subscription, but shall not be relieved of any other financial obligation of the club. Yes, their vote counts, and yes, they have to pay their club levy. 5.14, paragraph, membership not transferable, is renumbered. Application of funds. 36.8. The income and property of the club shall be applied solely towards the promotion of the objects of the club as set forth in these rules. No portion of the income or property of the club shall be paid or transferred directly or indirectly by way of dividend bonus or otherwise by way of profit to the members of the club. Nothing in this rule shall prevent the payment, A, in good faith of reasonable and proper remuneration to any employed officer or other employee of the club, or B, in good faith of reasonable and proper remuneration to any member of the club in return for services actually rendered. This paragraph was added to limit the income and property of the club being applied solely towards the promotion of objects in the club. 39.2, winding up. If, after satisfaction of all the club's debts and liabilities, any property whatsoever remains, that property shall A. not be transferred, paid, or distributed among its members, B. be given to some other association or associations having objects similar to the objects of the club, and which prohibit the distribution of its or their income or property amongst its or their members to an extent at least as great as imposed on this club. Which means on the winding up of the club, if there remains any assets after the satisfactions of all debts and liabilities, those assets shall not be distributed amongst the members, but shall be given to an organisation which has similar objects to our club, and which prohibits the distribution of the assets to its members to at least the same extent as our club. 39.3. The association or associations referred to in Rule 39.2b shall be determined by A. the members of the club in general meeting by ordinary resolution at or before the time of dissolution or in default thereof, B. by the Supreme Court of Victoria in accordance with the Act. This means that the decision as to which organisation the club will give the assets to shall be decided by the club members by ordinary resolution or by the Supreme Court. This summary is intended to provide members with sufficient background and information to enable them to make an informed decision in relation to the proposed special resolution. However, there may be matters about which members may have questions not covered by this memorandum. In those circumstances, they're invited to raise their questions with the secretary, that's me, who, if necessary, will obtain advice from the club's lawyers to pass back to the member. Just email me, secretary@apiac.org.au. The committee considers the proposed new rules as being necessary to ensure the club remains eligible for the not-for-profit self-review, and it recommends that the members vote in favour of the special resolution. To be passed, the special resolution needs votes from not less than 3/4, 75%, of those members who, being eligible to do so, vote in person at the meeting. And it's dated 24th of June 2025 by me, James Nixon, the secretary, electronic signature affixed. I'm now going to read out the actual proposed rule 2.1, which is the purpose of the club. Previously, I read out a précis of the purpose, and now this is going to be the actual wording that you'd be asked to adopt. Just as interest, I'm going to read out to you the previous or the current rule so you can see how different it changes. The proposed current purpose of the club is to facilitate its ongoing success through its commitment to being a premier fishing club in Victoria, facilitating recreational yachting and angling, teaching the art of fishing, supporting families in distress, assisting club members in times of need, and giving a benefit to the broader community. Quite laudable purposes, but the new ones you'll see tell it like it is. Proposed Rule 2.1. The purpose of the club is to provide a vibrant and supportive community for its members through the following commitments. A. Supporting and promoting recreational fishing, including hosting internal fishing competitions and events, and engaging with or supporting registered organisation whose purposes align with the club's objectives. B. Encouraging the responsible use and enjoyment of aquatic resources, with a focus on sustainable practices and fish habitat restoration through government grants. C. Providing a welcoming and social environment for members and their guests, with a strong hospitality offering and a diverse range of entertainment functions. D. Facilitating the storage, maintenance and restoration of small craft and fishing kayaks with the support of an active volunteer network. E. Offering members a space for private functions and assisting local volunteer groups and other fishing clubs and community wherever possible. F. Fostering a sense of community and mutual assistance among members through volunteer work and support in times of need. G. Preserving the club's rich history and heritage dating back to 1909 while continuing to evolve with the interests and needs of its members. H. Contributing to the broader community by promoting access to the waterfront and enhancing local environmental and recreational opportunities. I. Purchase, leasing, or otherwise acquiring and holding any freehold or leasehold property or any easement rights for privileges which the club may think requisite for the purpose of or capable of being conveniently used in connection with any of the objects of the club. J. Constructing, maintaining, and altering of any buildings or works as necessary or convenient for the purpose of the club. K. Raising money by entrance fees, subscriptions, and other payments payable by members and to grant any rights and privileges to subscribers. L. Investing and dealing with the monies of the club not immediately required upon such securities and in such manner as may from time to time be determined and to sell, dispose of, or realise or otherwise deal with any such securities. M. From time to time make donations to such persons as the club may think directly or indirectly conducive to any of its objects or otherwise expedient. N. To do all such other lawful things as are incidental or conducive to the attainment of the above objects or any of them. So now what we need is for you to come to the August General Meeting on the 6th of August, Wednesday at 7 p.m. Meeting should take about 45 minutes. We'll have a fantastic supper. And after that, we're going to have a very interesting speaker. In fact, we're going to show you a video taken about Jack Pompey and the Pompey brothers from Mordialloc who made the clinker boats, many of which are in the boathouse below. It's going to be quite interesting, and I hope to have a secret speaker for the night. So please come along. 6th of August. It's going to be cold. Rug up. It'll be hot and toasty in the clubhouse. So please come along and have a great night. To compare side by side the old rules versus the new rules or the changes, check out the APIAC website, apiac.org.au, latest news, and then August 2025 Special Resolution Meeting. Thanks for your attention.